選挙されるの
Since of the new what I thank you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I count it a great privilege for us to be joined together in this holy matrimony.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, when we engage with the Lord Jesus Christ daily and receive from Him,so that we are judged, we are purged, we are cleansed. It's beautiful. So, since we want to continue on the subject of the importance of revelation, then I think I will take it a little bit, the Lord will help us. So, I just want us to read the book of Matthew again, so that we can continue the book of Matthew, chapter 16. Then we can continue from there. The book of Matthew. Okay.Read from verse 13, and I would like us to read from verse 13 again. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah.And others, one of the prophets. Now, if you read to what Jesus is actually, the answer that they are giving to the Lord, these people are partly correct.
Yes, sir.
But they are not wholly or fully correct.
Amen.
So that's the danger of the thing we're dealing with today.
Amen.
To be partly correct, that's the most dangerous thing. If you are a Christian, you are dealing with the things of God.The scripture says in other instances, if you miss one law, you have broken them all off.
Yes.
You see? So they are partly correct. Why? Was he John the Baptist? Yes. But not at the time.
Yes.
I didn't it. Was he Elias? Yes.
Amen.
It was the spirit of Christ that was in Elijah.
Amen.
It was the spirit of Christ that was in Jeremiah.Speaking these things.
Amen.
It was the Spirit of Christ that was in John the Baptist, which was the last prophet of the Old Testament, just before the Messiah. And then he, in fact, is one of the prophets.
Amen.
But to say he's one of the prophets, you need to be specific as to who is the scripture referring to here. Now, there is going to be an exact, you understand that?There's going to be an exact or a correct answer, specific answer concerning this matter. And then we need to understand, God requires the correct answer. We can't really take the word of God lightly.
Amen.
You see, that's where the problem is. People take the word of God lightly. Can you imagine the word tells us, the scriptures tells us that God is the word.
Amen.
And God is the word.He does everything by his word. Nevertheless, people ignore the importance of the word. People will give their own interpretation of scripture instead. Now, we have what we call scripture interpret scripture. They tell you the theologians and so forth. Scripture would actually give more content to another. It does not interpret scripture.
Yes, sir.
So If it's a scripture, interpret scripture, then who interprets scripture by that scripture? So it can be a human perception or an opinion or a way to follow while studying scripture. That when you take this one and you take this one, bring them together, they give us a particular light or sense in a particular way. But that's not revelation.
Amen.
I want you to understand that we want to talk about the importance of revelation in 2020.
Amen.
So we when one has the access to the book, that does not give him revelation of the book. Mm. So we have the written word, we have got Rhema, Rhema meaning God addressing us at that particular time in that season, which will be a present time.
Amen.
So, and we have also the revealed word. So, now, people are preaching which supposedly is Rhema. Mm. That's what I was going to say there. People are preaching supposedly is Rhema, but it is merely preaching. We've got a lot of preachings going out there. And then, like we said, God has one voice. There are many voices, but God has one voice.
Amen.
So we need to find a God sent. Because when we find a God sent, then we can find the God Rhema.
Amen. Amen.
So that's where we will find a revealed truth.
Amen.
And then that's basically what I want us to actually engage on today.
Amen.
So he continues verse 15 says, and he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The word Christ there is the anointed word, actually is interpreted as the Messiah. You are the anointed Christos, the anointed word, the Messiah. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
Mm.
You see, when they say he's the Messiah, they are specific about the prophet likened unto Moses.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because
Amen.
Moses said, God will send you a prophet likened unto me. So this becomes a direct answer to the question. Unfortunately, Jesus is refusing that Peter has this knowledge.
Mm.
Now, you must understand that Jesus was not saying that because he has a problem with Peter. He wants us to be clear that at that time, heaven opened for Peter.
Mm. Amen.
So the knowledge that Peter spoke does not come from his learning.
Mm.
Does not come from any study he has ever made. Does not come from any school at that time. This one comes from above.
Wow.
Meaning it's a revelation of scripture that he knew and was opened for him at that time.
Amen. Amen.
Now, that's why Jesus, after that, he said, do not tell anybody this great revelation until I am resurrected. You see, so it's very important. Now, there is a reason why, listen to what he's saying. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonah. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee,
yes, sir.
But my Father which is in heaven. You see, he tells us here the geographic location, if I may say, where this thing is coming from. He is trying to say that this is not the earthly teaching.
Yes, sir.
No man can just call me the Son of the Living God. You understand that to say that is blasphemy. From that time, in the time, the understanding of the word at the time. Unfortunately, people are just believing Jesus to be the Son of God now. And it is easy for them to actually believe that. But actually, it was not an easy thing having to understand what is to say someone is the Son of God. So to say someone is the Son of God at that time, it was a completely blasphemy. So you can't say a human being is born of God.
My.
It's like you are blaspheming God. Are you getting that? So you can't say a human being is born of God. Now, they thought him to be born in sin, just like all of us.
Yes, sir.
So had they understood that this is in fact the Son of God, as in the Son of God, it would have been quite a different story. So when Peter says this, remember Peter has got a history. When Peter and them was inviting other disciples to follow Jesus, they said, we have found him which the scripture spoke about.
Yes, sir.
It means they had an expectation of the him that is to come.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have been searching among people that came, including John the Baptist.
Amen.
They have been searching among the people that came until they find him,
Amen.
Whom the scripture has been talking about.
Yes,
so Peter though he was an unlearned man and ignorant man, yet when it comes to scripture, the expectation was correct. When it comes to, so Peter would not just call him the son of the living God. He did not just say the son of God, he said the son of the living God.
Sure.
Which tells us that this is the most specific thing that a human being can say to Jesus Christ at the time. Now, many people think they believe in Jesus today, but they don't. They really don't. Yeah, the reason is, if people can believe in Jesus, the word of God would not be a reproach to them.
So,
you can't claim to believe in Jesus and then not believe the way.
Yeah, that's true, yes. Amen.
And not be able to stand for the way.
Amen.
You see, they believe in Jesus, but they hate the Bible.
So
how do you believe in Jesus and hate the scripture? How do you say, I'm saved, I'm born again, I am this, I'm that, but then the scripture means nothing to you?
Oh.
Its content has no value. When the content in the scripture should have the most important eternal value. We have to value what's in the scripture. Amen. Because nobody, it's the words of life, it's not just words that men wrote. Yeah. No man can write these things.
Yeah. Amen.
And it goes without saying, no man can write these things. So, the Lord Jesus Christ says here, and I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that was the first time he was given this name, in fact. And upon this rock, I will, what rock? What's he talking about? Is he talking about Peter so that St. Peter is built as that particular platform that we're talking about? That St. Peter becomes now the first pope. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
Is that the interpretation of the Roman Empire concerning this is out of order.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see?
Yeah.
Heading to, you see when the disciples allowed them, Nicaea Minor 83:25, when they allowed them in, and they started changing things, you see, begin now to include things like, when they took the way the Christians was worshiping God, now putting other things in now, like Christmas and whatever, what do you call it, Christmas and Easter, so you understand, all those, even the days in the week, including Sunday also.
Yes, sir.
You see, including Saturday also. You see, all them days included. You understand that?
Amen.
And all kinds of things that has been put in like purgatory and all those kinds, those are errors.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Those is deception that the Roman Empire came with into Christianity to mix the two. These two things does not actually mix. Because we must understand that Rome is actually, it is the kingdom of Satan.
Amen. Yeah.
It does not start as Rome, it started as Babylon. You see? And it progressed into the Roman Empire, which was the enemy of the Christian. The enemy that killed the Christian. We need to understand that's exactly what happened. Now, having to see that, now they came in to change things, you see? And then the word of God, the way it was understood, the way they served God, how they did it changed. But it did not mean that God will leave it that way.
Yes, sir.
God promised that everything will be corrected. There will be a restoration and the truth will be restored in full.
Amen.
So that we know what we worship, we know what we're talking about.
Amen.
It's not just a guesswork.
Amen.
You see? So now, they came up to talk about the building, St. Peter building and so forth, or they call Peter their Pope and so forth, which Peter, if he can rise up there, he will surprise them and tell them that this is nonsense. How can you call me your Pope when you actually, in fact, killed us?
Yeah.
You see, they killed the saints and now use their names, you see, as trophies.
Yeah,
that's true. And make them saints. Saints and so forth. You understand that? Now, he says he will build his church. So, what is he talking about? He talks about revelation.
Amen.
A rock or a foundation of revelation. That's what he's referring to.
Yes,
when he says, upon this rock, I will build my church. It is upon the revelation Peter was given from God.
Amen.
It is upon that revelation where the Lord Jesus Christ will build his church.
Amen.
Now, it is him who builds. It is not us. We are becoming the material of the particular building he is building.
Amen.
All right. So, and we understand that it takes seven church ages, you see, or seven consecutive eras from the first time after Jesus left with Peter and Paul up until now that Jesus is building his church. Meaning, all the seven consecutive eras, there must just be a revelation released.
Amen.
To bring people in.
Amen.
To draw people in. And this revelation that draws people in, it is based on Christ.
Amen.
Skinner says, in the old time, people heard the gospel from prophets, when God spoke with people. But in these last days, when he says last days, from the time of Jesus, it was already the last days till now.
Amen.
So now, we are living at the ending of the last days.
Amen.
Are you understanding that? We are living at the ending of the last days. So what we need to understand is that the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament will work with revelation. He knew that people would have knowledge. People would have access to scrolls. Everybody will have access to the books of Paul, Peter, Jude, James, and so forth.
Amen.
People will have access to them.
Amen.
And everyone will bring their own personal interpretation or understanding and opinion. So God will not allow people, his people, to depend upon human opinion or ideology.
Amen.
Therefore, hence the revelation of Scripture becomes an important thing.
Amen.
Are we getting that now?
Yes,
so in this study, we will determine that. We will actually be able to see that. I'm going to make an example, my brother. A simple example. Can you imagine? What? I'm saying this because I'm showing how people care so much less about the word of God.
Yeah.
They think they will hear it and understand it their way. That's why you hear people saying, no, it's your pastor's understanding and interpretation. That's what, yeah. No, it should not be even about your pastor.
Yeah.
Your pastor should not give us his understanding.
Yes, sir. Amen.
No pastor has to give us his understanding.
Hey, my
because this is, oh man, is sola Christus.
Amen.
It is sola Christus. It is only solely Christ's revelation.
Amen.
You can't try to bring your own thing, because doing that is to plant your seed.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You are trying to plant your own seed in the wife of the king.
My. Oh my God.
You can't do that. You must be a chamberlain when you decide to preach scripture. You must be a complete chamberlain.
Amen.
So we don't have chamberlains these days. We've got people with seeds.
Oh my.
Who are ready to plant.
Goodness.
And they believe they can plant. See, that's the problem.
Goodness.
We need to have a full trust on God's word. Full trust on what Jesus has said.
Amen.
And that will help us. Can you imagine? In Egypt, Moses gives the people a message. And people does not follow it 100%. Would they be saved?
No.
Make an example. And people decide, Moses, the issue of poles here and then the door lintels and so forth, we don't understand it. It looks disgusting. It will be like we are crazy. No, I'm just going to take that blood and leave it in the bowel and set it by the door.
Yeah.
That is that man's understanding. That's how he feels about it. I tell you, the person may have blood of the right one. Of the right, the name that God spoke about. But I tell you, he was not going to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Because the message did not say that.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to get that. That would be the interpretation and personal of that particular person. That person did not listen to Moses. Let's say somebody says, hello, Moses, you are looking for many things. I have another one here that I don't like that I want to take out.
Yeah.
I don't find the
the one year without sport and so forth, I have this one. Mm. That particular person would take that one and apply on the doorpost, the door post and so forth, the lintels and so forth. But I tell you, when the death angel comes, ooh, that person would die.
Yes, sir.
And the firstborn would die in that room.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You understand that? He followed, but he missed the detail about the message.
Oh my God.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
Now, something like that happened. The scripture says, when Jesus speaks to Nicodemus, he tells, as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness, mm-hmm, the Son of Man will be lifted the same way. Now, I'm going to take you to there, to the place where Moses lifted up a brazen serpent in the wilderness. These people were told by Moses. God actually spoke it. Thou shalt not worship. Thou shalt not bow. Thou shalt not honor any graven image. I want you to check the message. The details of any graven message. At any point in time. Of anything in heaven, on earth, even under the earth. You can't bow down to them.
Why?
But the message this time does not say bow down to this. It says there is a serpent. Oh my God. There is serpents killing people.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because these people were stiff-necked. Mm. They didn't listen to God.
Amen.
God had to deal with them. Mm. So he sent serpents to finish them. When Moses interceded, then God said, okay, make a brazen serpent, which is actually the type of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Which was an antidote to a snake bite.
Yeah.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
It was an antidote to a snake bite. So if the snake bites you, you will get an antidote from that snake.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good one. See, that's why, I want you to get, that's why the serpent had to bruise Jesus. Mm. So that we can get the antidote. So therefore,
Glory.
Now,
hallelujah.
So this serpent here, the Lord says, okay, make a brazen serpent. Now he says, brass typifies as a type of judgment, right?
Amen.
And then now we use the divine judgment, but he used the serpent here. So the serpent signifies sin already judged.
Amen.
You see, that's what happened in the beginning when he made when he deceived Eve, because he was a serpent. God judged the serpent and it crawled like a snake.
Amen.
So therefore the brazen serpent that was lifted means a divine judgment. You understand?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
On sin. Meaning the sin has already been judged, dealt with. So they did not understand the message. All Moses said, those who are bitten, just look. Look and leave. That's all you do. Look and leave. You sing a song, look and leave, brother. Leave. Look to Jesus and now leave. You see, the message, there is a message behind that.
Amen.
That these people did not want to catch. A revelation. Mm. This has got nothing to do with law number one.
Amen.
In the commandments.
Amen.
It has got nothing to do with first commandment. No. But they understood it as such. Mm. That Moses, can you imagine? Moses wants us to now worship now. When God told them, now they want to teach Moses. Why would Moses say? And they died because they thought they had the scriptures correct.
Sure.
And Moses got it wrong. I want you to understand, had they have revelation.
Yes, sir.
You see, you can have the scripture. You can have the first commandment that says, thou shalt not worship, thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that. But then, now we have a baby. And the angel sends the shepherds to go worship a baby.
Why, ma?
Even the angels worship a baby.
Why, ma?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We shall worship only God, the scripture says. Mm. But now comes the baby, and the baby is worshipped.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that?
Amen.
And the baby grow, and when he's a man, he says, the Father who sent me is greater than I.
Amen.
That does not make them two. It's the one.
Yes, sir.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
Now, I want you to get what we are talking about here. We are talking about having to know the scripture.
Yes, sir.
And yet lack its revelation.
Sure.
Because in the revelation, we have the context in which God meant when he actually spoke it.
Amen. Amen.
Not what we find or discover when we read.
Sure.
I want you to understand there's two different things.
Amen.
It's not what you discover when you read. When you study the Bible, no, I discovered this, I discovered, I saw this. No. We talk about what did God mean by
Amen.
This.
Amen.
You understand that? So God did not stop only with the prophets and so forth to tell people what he meant. And God cares about what he said.
Amen.
And he wants people to know what he said.
Amen.
But you see that. Now, I want us to read the book of Luke so that we can realize. The book of Luke says, Luke 24. He tells us that the Lord cares about it. The Lord cares so much about it.
Amen.
Look at it. Luke 24. I want you to see how he brings it about. Let's start from verse 24. The Lord Jesus Christ comes on the other side, and he said unto them, these are the words. Now, he met the disciples, who they left and they gone their own way, and now he brought them together to meet them. So now he came, he found them in the same room, and then he begins to tell them this thing. After he spoke to also the man who denied and say, until I touched him, and so you understand that. Thomas? Yeah, he spoke to Thomas already here, and now he begins to address the rest of the disciples. He says, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning what? Concerning me." Now, what he did there. Because he took them through, it means he made a revision,
yes,
a strong revision
Amen.
Of scripture.
Yes, sir.
It is from Genesis,
yeah.
Giving them what this scripture meant. He showed them when the Lord promised them, say, I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. He says that he started there.
Yes, sir.
He says there was a promise of a seed of the woman. Who do you think it was? No woman has a seed.
Yes,
all woman has an egg, not a seed.
Yes,
so the seed of the woman has a promise to bring about what? An atonement, a solution, an escape from the bondage of time,
Amen.
Which is death. Right?
Amen.
So now he begin to bring about it in every chapter, every book and so forth, coming to the prophets, the Psalms and so forth. The scripture says by doing that, that's what the teacher does, right?
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
When you don't understand the matter, the teacher what? Repeat. To revise is to repeat the same. The teacher does not give you another information. He'll give you the same information, but he revises to ensure that you understand the subject.
Yes, sir.
So the scripture says, then open he their understanding. That they might understand the scriptures. You see, we need understanding of scripture.
Amen.
Which is one of the most important things. But then the understanding of scripture alone does not mean revelation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Though it is important, yet it is not revelation.
Yes, sir.
But it is important for you to understand the scripture because revelation is easy to you when the Holy Spirit confirms the word in you.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this. And 46 years, Jesus says, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations beginning to. Can you imagine repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name? Now, can you imagine how important this is?
Wow.
Now we begin to understand that Preaching is very important. Preaching is important. So it takes preaching to bring what? Repentance and remission. Unfortunately, preaching now brings poison.
Oh.
And deceives people, take them out of way.
To somewhere.
You see? It is a tool that the devil uses because he said he wants to be in the temple of God. He wants to rule in the temple of God, make himself God. He wants to be worshipped. He does not want to be worshipped as the devil. He wants to be worshipped as God. You see, that's why the devil who is a devil does not scare us. The problem is the devil who is a preacher. A devil who calls himself or herself a Christian. You see? A devil who calls himself or herself a Christian. You see? That's why the scripture says he's a whore. A whore. You remember the scripture, Revelation chapter 17, rather, it speaks of that whore and harlots. Are you seeing that? Now, can you call somebody just a whore? A whore is a person who lives unfaithful to his marriage vows. I want you to realize that. Why are they called whore? It's because Rome continued to call herself a Christian or a wife of Christ when she knows she's not ruled by the way.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Absolutely.
She lives quite unfaithful to her marriage vows, including her daughters.
Yes, sir.
You see? You see, why is that happening? Because of preaching.
Amen.
While God uses preaching as a tool to actually deliver revelation, so that he can draw. See, Jesus says, no one can come to me, lest the Father what? So the Father don't draw by just preaching. He draw by revelation.
Amen.
I want you to see how he spoke to Peter. Then Jesus said, the revelation of this particular subject that I'm dealing with, you found it from the Father. So when we preach this revelation of God, it may be revelation to me. Be also revelation to you.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
The same way the Lord reveals to me. Now, I want you to realize, the same way it was known by Jesus, who he is, God, the Father, made Peter to know.
Amen.
The same way.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, it can't be. It can't be you.
So,
it must just be the Father speaking from heaven.
Yeah.
Are we getting there?
Yes, sir.
So, and Jesus said to them, verse 49, he says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry, you see, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now, he tells you that understanding would not allow them to go preach.
No.
Are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
Will not allow them to go spread the gospel.
No.
They needed the promise of the Father.
Amen.
Now, the promise of the Father would give them what? Will allow them to have power, which is dunamis. It is a dunamis. It is the power that would work with the Holy Spirit and the word that they have received.
Amen.
So that the word they receive can be as anointed as it was with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Meaning, they should not just speak, but they must also what? Demonstrate. Are you getting that? So that's what we're talking about. Now, I want you to look into this, because this is actually really very beautiful. Now, the understanding only, though it is so much important, needed a confirmation of the promise of the Father upon them.
Beautiful.
So that this people may have the same context.
Amen.
And view that God has upon a particular scripture or a particular matter. So that is very important. Now, the Lord did not just allow people to be theologians and study the Bible and so forth. He wanted his people to also receive revelation.
Amen.
We saw the man, the ruler of Candace, the man who was actually struggling while he was actually studying the scripture. And God teleported Philip to the man a distance of about 200 miles away so that he may be able to give scriptural revelation about the matter. Firstly, he dealt with the understanding.
Amen.
Because the man did not understand, is he talking about himself or is he talking about somebody else? So it was reading. It was reading. He was getting knowledge, but now he was stuck.
Yeah.
Then God cares about it.
Amen.
You see, God always cares how you understand the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
He really does care.
Amen.
And you need to, that's why he says, we have to just understand one thing, that no prophecy of scripture is of a private interpretation. You see, you have to let God deal with his seat.
Yes, sir.
Are we getting it?
Amen.
So now, the ruler of Candace, God cared about how he believed. His struggle with scripture touched the heart of God. And he sent somebody without an aeroplane,
amen,
to appear and speak to the man. Now, Philip started, hallelujah.
Amen.
Normally we say, people like to say, the evangelists, they will just run with one scripture. No, it's just a lie. I don't believe that they kind of evangelists. Evangelists must understand, must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And they must understand. This is Philip the evangelist.
Amen. Amen.
Who had four daughters who prophesied?
Yes, sir.
This man had a proper understanding of scripture.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to see how Philip took the man and through scripture and then go into the point of baptism. Are we getting there?
Amen.
Until the man said, no, that's revelation. Here is water. Here is water. Why can't I be baptized? Because the heart of man has been freed from the bondage of sin and deception.
Amen.
Now the word is revealed to him. Are we seeing that?
Amen.
Now, another one is in chapter 10 of the book of Acts. You see? And in chapter 10 of the book of Acts, we found another man also. Who followed the scripture,
amen,
but in the way of the people of the Old Testament,
amen,
observing Sabbath. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
Following all those things. And God loved it.
Amen.
To have somebody following scripture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But God would not just leave it like that.
Yes, sir.
God wanted the man to have a proper understanding and revelation,
amen,
of the scripture.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to take you further so that you can understand now. The book of Matthew, chapter 13. The book of Matthew, chapter 13. So this is very important. I'm going to start from verse 10. But sometimes we can do whatever we want to do to try to make somebody understand when it is not our work to do so. Okay? Listen to this. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, if you want to know a mystery, the word mystery means something that is covered, something that is hidden.
Mm.
Is that right?
Amen.
So, in Greek here, they use the word mysterion, a hidden thing, a secret. Mm. Are we getting that?
Amen.
So, that's what they're talking about when they talk about a mystery. So, he says that what I'm talking to you is the mysteries.
Mm.
So, in order for them to know, it should be open, revealed to them. But God did it deliberately so that seeing they may see not, hearing they may not understand.
Sure.
Well, the scripture says, that's what the Lord has done. But I want you to get the importance about this. He says here, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
Yeah.
Therefore speak I to them in parable, because they see not, and hearing hear not, neither do they understand.
No.
Are you getting that?
Amen.
So God, by parables, did not want the people, these people specifically, yeah, to get to the understanding.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Are you getting that?
Amen.
There's a reason why he didn't want them to understand. Because they would not crucify the Messiah.
Amen. Amen.
They are the one who's supposed to take the red heifer.
Yes, sir.
It must be taken by the people.
Amen.
It is not the work of the priest.
Amen.
The people must lead it outside the
stadium.
So here is the red heifer.
Yeah.
If they understand, they are not going to take it out.
Yes, yeah, sir. Definitely.
No. They will know it is the Messiah.
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
So God did not even want them to come to understanding.
Yeah.
Because if they do, revelation is open to them.
Yes, sir.
And they will worship Jesus as the Messiah.
Oh, my.
So the scripture says God blinded them.
Yes, sir.
So that the crafted branch,
hallelujah,
may be crafted.
Yeah.
Oh, so hallelujah, that a sheep that is not of the fold of,
yes,
the Jews may be brought into.
Amen.
You understand? So they are blind. Oh, the Lord blinding them was to bring us salvation.
Amen.
It was not to lose them.
Yes, sir.
That's why Revelation chapter 7 brings them up there, 144,000 coming back.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing that?
Amen.
So he is going for them again. When the time of the Gentile is over,
yeah,
he has to go fetch,
amen,
his people. Find the remnant. Because now he says, even if the Israel can be as much as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved.
Amen.
Which will be the 144,000. Now listen to this. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. I wonder if you see that. You see that Jesus does not say scripture interprets scripture. He brings the interpretation,
amen,
of that scripture.
Amen.
Now he quotes another scripture, but he brings interpretation.
Amen.
Because interpretation is what the manifestation of that scripture,
amen,
before your eyes.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. You see what Jesus did. Jesus said to them when he came into the temple, he says, this day is the scripture. When he told them what he's going to fulfill, which is Isaiah chapter 61.
Yeah.
He says, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your hearing. You see?
Amen.
And they understood what he meant. That's why they were shocked, and he closed the book and gave it to them. To the minister. He gave the minister a closed book. But now, there is an open book in front of them.
Oh,
and they could not see it.
Amen.
So who is Jesus?
Oh.
Is the open book,
yes, sir,
that is brought to us.
Amen.
So that we have the access to the tree of
life. Hallelujah.
Once again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he says this was the prophecy that was fulfilled, spoken of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing shall see, and shall not perceive. Now he says here, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart. I want you to understand, should understand with what?
Yeah.
With their heart. And should be converted, and I should heal them.
Yeah.
It's not the time for them to be healed.
Yes,
yeah. It's not the time for them to be healed.
Not yet.
Sure. Their time is still coming to,
yes,
be,
sir,
healed.
Yes, sir.
So he's going to heal them. We know he's going to heal them.
Amen.
Behold, he says to them, let us return. Because he what? He has smitten. You see? He shall bind us up.
Amen.
You see? Their time is coming, but that was not yet the time, and yet now is not the time, but it is close to,
amen,
their time.
Amen.
So Revelation plays an important role now. Now listen to what he says. He says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
Yes, sir.
For verily I say unto thee, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those days, those things which ye see, and have not seen them. And hear those things which he hear and have not heard them.
Oh, wow.
It's important to hear and see.
Wow.
And what you hear should be correct.
Amen.
It should not have an error, because if it has an error, it will never. Christianity. That's how people are running out looking for power somewhere because they don't believe the way.
Yes, sir.
They believe it wrong.
Yes, sir.
They say they are Christian. They're sincere. We don't have a problem with them. Their sincerity, I don't have a problem with. But they are sincerely wrong.
Yeah,
why? Because they misconstrue, they moralize the word of God.
Amen.
So, this is the most terrible thing one can actually, really, go through. Now, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
Amen.
Now I like this. Is when anyone heareth the way of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Now, this is very important. These people, they heard the word and did not understand.
Yes,
so the wicked one did what? He came and take everything that was sown in the heart.
No.
So that man is empty of Christ.
No.
The anointed way.
My.
Now, he heard it,
yes, sir.
But it is taken from him. I want you to realize what is the lack amidst Christianity. Though people go to church every Sunday, people listen, they say they listen to the word all over there, what you call the television, the media, and so forth, social media. They say they're hearing the word. They come out, they say they are blessed and all those kind of things. But these people have an empty word. When you ask them scriptures, they don't even know scripture. They don't understand.
Yes, sir. Oh,
can you imagine? They don't understand the scripture. That's the problem. They don't know the scripture. They don't know because they are empty of it. So, now it has been taken away. It was never understood in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Now, how can somebody understand here? Error. An error is already a misconstrued truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, okay, people of the living God, I'm going to take you to Genesis so that we can just actually understand. So, let me just say this. Have an understanding today that every word matters to God.
Amen.
The scripture says, even jot, it will not pass away until it is fulfilled. Even a dot.
Yeah.
That's what the scripture says. So, how do we take it lightly?
Sure.
When God cares about what he wrote,
help us, Lord.
Why do you take it lightly?
Sure.
Are you getting there?
Sure.
This is the most terrible thing. So now, having to hear the word of God and not understand, the Lord tells us that the enemy will come and take.
Yeah.
So we understand that many people, that which they have heard has been taken away. You can ask yourself how many times we have been with the people in the same class and others pass 100% and the other one is failing. That which the person didn't understand is snatched. So now I'm talking about the church now. I'm not talking about really the class. But I'm just saying to you, there are people that will fail it. You see? So when you come to matric, you now, the whole world knows now that you're failing that. The whole world will know that you have been failing maths all the time. Nobody has known. But now you come to matric where everybody would know you have been failing.
Somewhere.
The whole world is about to know you are failing the word.
Oh my God.
Oh, rapture will bring that about.
Hey,
the whole world is about to know that you have been failing the word.
Who's some of that?
So, you may not, it may just be a thing now, but I tell you there's coming a moment that will prove, that will tell everybody that this man has been failing the word all the time. So, and then the word in him or her has been snatched away, cast away, and the person is empty. That's why Jesus Christ says to them, I do not know you. It's now Matthew chapter 7, from verse 22 onwards. I do not know ye workers of iniquity. What is iniquity? Is knowing the truth and ignore it deliberately.
Yeah.
So therefore, these people has known they are workers of iniquity. They have been working iniquity, meaning it was their job. Employed. It is not a mistake one does, but it is a sin one lives in.
Go.
Now we've seen that.
Amen.
Oh man. So these people did not, they hear the word and it was taken. I just want you to understand that. Why? They did not understand. They did not understand. Jesus speaks of another two scenarios. He speaks of the rocky place where the seed, after it was received in gladness, it never had what? It never received depths. So as a result, you see, the atmosphere squashed it. Mm-hmm. You understand how painful it is? If somebody who comes to church is here on Sunday, he meets those friends of his or hers. Sure. And then they bring those particular things again and say, hey man, but you know what? Hey man, it was a nice day and you were not there. We never shot out anything. You were just the only person that was not there. And then say, let's show you pictures, you show pictures, show you things, and then somebody said, let's go. No, he goes with them and it's over. It was received that way. The other ones, they have received the gospels amongst the thorns. So these people, they attend church.
Yeah.
And very good.
Yes, sir.
But then, there is some things, the pleasures of this world. Wow. And I want you to understand, if you can check the pleasures of this world in that particular verse, it does not mean bad things.
No, sir. No,
it's actually needed things. The cares. Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah. Can you imagine? Your wife is needed.
Yes, sir.
It's a care.
Yes, sir.
Your children are needed. It's a care.
Yes, absolutely.
Your car is needed. It's a care.
Why, man?
You see, your house is a care. Your clothing and things is a care. Your job is a care. Isn't it? But now, if it takes you away, or it actually suppresses the truth received, it takes everything from you. It squashes the word so that you are not fully productive. The scripture says these people were not fully productive.
No.
They had fruits, but it was not a pleasing harvest.
No. Hi, hi.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, he's speaking about good ground. And that's where I want us to read.
Hallelujah.
He's speaking about good ground. Now, now, it says deceitfulness of riches choke the word. I want you to see, it choked the word. Now, Jesus tells us that the sower is the father,
and
the seed is the word. So the word was choked. Oh Lord, the word is like a seed, like a child in you, choked. And so that the person does not, but becomes eventually unfruitful. But he that receives, verse 23, receives the seed into good ground, is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Are you seeing the importance of understanding?
Yeah.
You see? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Which also beareth and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. See? Why are others bringing 60 and 30? Because the rest was taken.
Yeah.
The rest was taken. Amen. It is the amount of what they understood.
Yes, sir.
Oh, blessed be the... So now that we understand, the understanding was important. And God cares about what he wrote.
Amen.
He cares about the way.
Amen.
That's why in Matthew chapter 5, he begins to correct them. He have heard it has been said.
Yeah.
So you have received an interpretation that I did not give, or the Father did not give.
Yeah,
but yes, amen. But he says, but I say unto you.
Amen.
On 5:27 he says, he have heard it as he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, he that looketh upon a man and upon a woman and lust after her, have already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now think of it. Moses never said that. I assure you.
Never did.
Come on now.
He didn't say that.
Come on now.
But now the interpretation by revelation makes us understand that adultery is not what you can commit literally, but it happened mostly. Internally, thoughts.
Yo.
Revelation, that's why Jesus said to them, let him without sin cast the first stone.
Yes.
What was he asking? About that sin.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And from the elderly one, they disappear. Yeah. Why did they go? Because they know they have a thought about it.
Yeah.
Go. And because the thought they have, they know it's equal with the very act.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So it's very important to understand the word by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Wow.
A revelation by the Spirit of God to a true believer cannot be overemphasized.
Hallelujah.
My.
We have to emphasize this daily to a believer.
Amen.
So that a believer is without deception.
Amen.
Deceitfulness of this world. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Now let me just take one scripture and I will close this. Let's go to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis chapter 2 from verse 16. I'm going to read that one. And I want us to look into the commandment of the Lord and actually really catch what happened here. That God cares about words.
Yes, sir.
Your pastor may not care. Your church may not care. Your denomination may not care about the word, but God cares about it. One word can take you to hell. We are in a condition we are today because of one way.
Yes, sir.
One way that was added to it. That's what the scripture says, even as one or take one, it is over. You see, the plague shall be added. The other one's name shall be removed. That's how God cares about what he wrote.
Amen.
And then that's how far Christian community is with the understanding of this truth.
Because
they don't care.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. This is a beautiful commandment. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, let's read it. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of a tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. We can read it from off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 36, 37, 38, 39. How many? How many words? Of every tree, you can read from there, you can count words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Count them going down. 39 words commandment. 39 words commandment. 39 words commandment. The devil knew that one word will make this statement a deception. One word will say this out of truth.
Sure.
Just one word. And when the devil comes in chapter 3 to Eve, he says, thou shalt not surely die.
Yeah.
Only one word, not, was included. And he changed the whole statement. Those words became 40 from 39. If you take it by scripture, 38-40 is number of temptation. 40 is the number of temptation. You can see how Jesus was tempted 40 days and all kinds of things. I can just name, keep on with that. And Moses went to the mountain, 40, whatever. We can take that. They took them 40 years on the wilderness, which was the time of temptation.
Mm.
You see? So these people, so here, because of one word, only one word, if it meant nothing, we would still be safe.
Amen.
But one word turned everything into ruin. Look at where we are today.
Yeah.
Men started aging. They became naked and was ashamed. Sickness got here. Mosquitoes started biting us. Things started happening because of one word taken.
Amen.
Eve could have just told this man, you need revelation.
Amen.
Just wait for the prophet to come.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Wait for Adam to come. So that you can hear the revelation. This is the man who heard it direct from God.
Amen.
I want you to understand that Eve did not hear it direct from
yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
She heard it from Adam. The person who heard it from God is Adam. Amen.
Amen.
So, therefore, now that God, we understand that God cares about what he wrote, the word, his word, we should know that his word is him.
Amen.
God is the word.
Amen.
So you can't separate the two. After understanding, so to know him, because he's mysterious, he must be revealed.
Yes, sir. Oh. Yes, sir. Amen.
You can't explain God.
Amen.
They try to explain God.
Yes, sir.
Look at where they are today. When Rome started to explain God, they come up with Trinity.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And there's no Trinity in the scripture. When they get it? From the pit of hell.
Amen.
Do you see?
Yeah.
It comes from the pit of hell. Where do you get it from? Because there's no scripture for Trinity in the Bible.
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, don't try to explain God. Find revelation.
Amen. Amen.
To know him. Let's take John chapter 5. First John chapter 5, rather. I'm going to start from verse 20. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, saints, it is very important to understand the subject. Having understood how God cares about this word, we also need to understand something again, that the word must be revealed to us.
Yes, sir.
You can't just catch it by reading.
No.
It must be revealed.
Amen.
When you read the Bible, it's a good thing. Study of the Bible. Paul tells Timothy, study to make yourself approved. You see, studying is good. But they understood that studying alone is not enough.
Amen.
God must reveal it to you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It must still be. God does not change his ways.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. To know God is simple.
Amen.
If you want to know how God is today, look at yesterday and see how he was. So you will know how God is today. So the reference of God is just yesterday.
Amen.
Then today you can apply yesterday.
Amen.
And then you know you have actually been applied God. Now listen to this. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us what? An understanding that we may know him that is true.
Mm.
And it's 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. That we may know him that is true, and we are in him. We are where?
In him.
In him that is true. Even in his son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
That's how clear it is. He gave us understanding. Now this is what he's saying. He says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from idols, because if we do not understand who we are worshiping, then we are in trouble. Jesus met the lady at the well. He tells the lady that the time comes, and now is,
Amen.
Where the true worshipper shall not worship the Father from the mountain or nor Jerusalem, but will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
That's where revelation is required.
Amen.
Because you can't do it with your flesh or your human opinion or human intelligence.
Amen.
No, you need something bigger than that.
Yes,
how will you tell me? How will we understand when John says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, I tend to see the voice. He tend to see the voice, not to hear the voice.
Yeah.
He heard the voice already.
Yes, sir.
That was behind him.
Amen.
He wanted to see the voice, not to see where the voice is coming from.
Thank you,
to see the voice.
Thank you.
You see, John tells you what Adam spoke about.
Yes, sir.
When Adam said, we hit the footstep of the weight.
Yeah.
And then we hit ourselves.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You see, it can only take revelation to speak like that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And now Elijah also says that I hear the thunders.
Yeah.
I hear the lightnings and so forth, and God was not there.
Mm.
And then the earthquakes, the rocks rent, and there was no God there.
Yeah.
But he says a still small voice.
Amen.
The word still means stationary.
Yes, sir.
Something that does not move or that does not make movement.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't make movement, you don't make sound.
Yeah.
Amen.
No vibrations.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes, sir. No vibrations whatsoever. It's still.
Amen.
And he says, then I knew it was God speaking.
Yeah. Amen.
Same as Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Same as Abraham.
Come on now.
You see? The same as Abraham. Because can you imagine? Abraham take a sharp stone. He wants to kill his own son.
Yeah.
And now comes a still small voice,
yes,
speaking right to the heart of Abraham.
Amen.
Abraham, stop it. Don't
Hallelujah.
Kill your son.
Hallelujah.
Behold on the side there. There is a sacrifice.
My.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The Lord will provide for himself.
Yeah.
Are you saying that?
Amen.
He heard the word. He was connected with the word. If Abraham was not connected that much, Abraham would not actually really hear that word speak. It's revelation that told
Amen.
God revealed it to him. Please don't do it. Because God said do it.
Yeah.
And God stopping him. It must be a revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
He came back with Isaac.
Yeah.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So people are living God. It's easy. You need to pray for revelation.
Amen.
You see, sometimes you see when you are in the spirit, it's easy because the revelation is everywhere. The issue is people are not in the spirit.
Amen.
They don't even understand the scripture. They don't want to understand the scripture. They are not interested in the scripture. They are interested in their own thinking and so forth. Today when you talk, every time you must just tell people, you'll be blessed, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed by this. You'll be a millionaire, a billionaire, and this and that. That's all. That's all you need to tell people. We're not saying people must be poor. No. But when will people come to the understanding of the way? Because there's coming a time where the way should be the only thing that is required for the changing of the body.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The importance of revelation to a true believer cannot be overemphasized. Cannot be overemphasized. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So I have the codes, but I didn't send them to this phone, so you'll forgive me, saints. I'm going to stop here. God bless you all. And you go through the scriptures as little as possible. And I know that you will get much out of the subject. God bless you, saints. Over to you, man of God.